Bismillah and salam alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio. Welcome to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Q&A stands for Question and Answer. I am Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Ahmad Danish, our respected guest speaker, is over here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Salam alaikum. Thank you.
Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Why do we need religion, especially in our modern age? This is a major question. Some people might say that religion is an obsolete, archaic type of concept, which dates back to more than 1,000 years ago. We know that the religion of Islam, for example, dates back to more than 1,400 years ago. So why still we need its teachings in today's world, with all its, we can say, the scientific and industrial developments? This is a major question for today, Sheikh.
Right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This question that has been posed is considered by numerous scholars of not only the Shia scholars, but also the Ahl al-Sunnah. And some of the names that come to mind are Shaheed Mutahari, right? He has a book on Intizarat al-Din az-Bashar, which
yes.
is basically about the relevance of the religion and
yes.
what we can consider as the points on which religion is still relevant
mm-hmm.
to the modern age.
All right.
And then again, we have Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, who has taken up this topic.
Yes.
Again, Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli. And all of these mm-hmm. scholars have given us different angles of looking at this question.
All right.
In the same way, in the Sunni world, we had people like Maulana Maududi
uh-huh.
and his movement. And these people have given us important contributions about this point. Again, Allama Iqbal,
yes.
Iqbal Lahori, as
yes.
he is known in Iran. He had important contributions through his poetry, through his lectures. And we see that this is a question that that is posed a lot by those who believe in the relevance of science, in the relevance of technology, and what it means for the management of the world and how things are done today. But how we can answer this question is, of course, this is a vast topic. This it's difficult to give a concise answer in 10 minutes or 12 minutes. But what we can say is that when we look at this question from not only a historical perspective, but also a philosophical perspective, we see and we say that a human being in the religious understanding
yes.
of things has two aspects. One aspect is the material aspect of the person, that is the material world and its material needs. But the spiritual aspect is also there in a human being. A human being wants to identify the cause, wants to know where he came from.
Yes.
Right? And what is his goal in this world and where he is going to go after this world. So
mm-hmm.
these are very relevant questions. And when we realize that this world was not created by accident, and the evidence for that is not enough, or it's negligible, that such a vast and such a magnificent world could have come about on the basis of accident.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we realize that there's a cause behind the creation of this world and
That's
this
right.
universe. And that cause sent us for a purpose. And this purpose could only be explained by that cause, mm-hmm. because Allah or God is Hakim. He is wise. He does not do things without any purpose. He is powerful. He is alim. He is knowledgeable. And so whatever he has done with hikmah, mm-hmm. or with a wisdom behind it, or with a goal behind it.
All right.
And so for us to understand that goal is required.
Yes.
And deen really comes up in this regard. Mm-hmm. Deen defines for us, religion tells us that God is your creator. Mm-hmm. You have been sent here for a purpose. You have to stay here for a little while. And then on the basis of your actions, you are going to be decided on the day of judgment.
That's right.
Either you live an eternal life in heaven or in hell.
Mm-hmm.
So the relevance of religion is in giving the purpose of the life.
That's right.
To humanity. It stands with all the moral values, the ethical values that are required by humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Today, for example, we see in Gaza that humanity is being massacred. Little women, little children who are going to their schools are being targeted. Little boys and girls playing in the fields are targeted.
That's right.
Women who are in their homes are targeted.
That's right.
In hospitals, they are not safe.
Mm-hmm.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Insha'Allah, Insha'Allah, you'll find your way.
So what we are seeing is that a massacre is taking place, and modern world, the scientific world, the technologically advanced world, the world of AI is not able to stop that violence.
That's right.
So the
even the world of AI is helping.
And the AI is, in fact, helping. And,
helping
and
the genocide, that's
and,
right.
And the bosses are saying that they're holding meetings of how to design better AI tools to target innocent women and children.
All right.
So a world devoid of spirituality, mm-hmm. would exactly look as what it looks today.
All right.
Especially in the Western world.
Mm-hmm.
That a massacre is going on and the other people are just enjoying their lives. They are going to the same malls. They are going to the same restaurants.
That's
they are
right.
going to the same games. They're enjoying their football. They're enjoying their basketball. And they're unconcerned about a massacre that's taking place of innocent women and children.
And you mean the religion and the religious concepts can stop such things?
So,
because sometimes, Sheikh, you know, the religious concepts themselves are controversial issues, and they create the people who go to extreme in order to kill the people. We had the example, for example, of ISIS, or we have the example nowadays, for example, of these fights that are taking place between religious denominations all across the world. So religion itself can be a cause of death and conflict between the nations too, isn't it?
Yes. We are not saying that deviant interpretations of religion, mm-hmm. can be misused, and it has very terrible consequences. But what we are saying is that the right interpretation of religion and a concept of God and the belief in humanity, as is given in religion and the sacred texts, is essential for the world to survive. If, for example, the Yemenis are helping their brothers in Palestine,
all right.
they are sacrificing their livelihoods, they are sacrificing, mm-hmm. their ports, they are sacrificing their airports, they are sacrificing their lives for their brothers in Palestine. Why are they doing that? Because of the belief in the concept of God, the belief in the concept of the Day of Judgment, the belief in that there are higher values for which these material benefits need to be sacrificed. If, for example, the Islamic Republic of Iran is helping its brothers in Palestine, if Hezbollah is helping its brothers in Palestine. They are giving up their lives. The lives of the most noble men in Lebanon were given for the sake of the people of Palestine. That was with the belief that there is a day of judgment. There is the concept of God. We believe in the religion which says that wherever there is a mazloom, wherever there is an oppressed soul, I have to come and help that soul, even if it means that I face certain dangers for myself. And so, therefore, this concept is essential for the survival of humanity.
Okay.
And yes, there are incorrect or deviant interpretations
that of Islam,
those can be highlighted by the scholars, by the people. And even what we can say is that these miscreants or deviant interpretations are supported by the material powers.
Mm-hmm.
Even ISIS was made in order to counter the influence of Iran in the region.
Yes.
Or to act as a bulwark against the growing significance of the resistance.
As it was in a debate between Trump and Hillary Clinton,
yes,
we can say an election said that, okay, you funded ISIS and you created ISIS, okay? This shows that there are some conspiracies behind the scene and behind the stage of funding some of the extremist groups in order to defame religion, especially, for example, the religion of Islam. But all in all, as we could say, that's it. The modern human beings needs religion more than before, because he's feeling this kind of spiritual void, is this spiritual kind of vacancy in his life. That's why we see that so many people are converting to the religion of Islam or to religions in order to find serenity in the lifestyle.
Of course. And what comes with the material life is that it doesn't fill that void and it doesn't satisfy the soul. If you have all the material benefits, the best house, the best car, the best places to enjoy yourself, but even then, a person who has nothing to crave for in terms of material things,
that's right,
they will not be satisfied with that in itself, because human beings are essentially divine beings.
That's right.
They have been created in the image of God, which means that there is a soul that yearns for the eternal life. Mm-hmm. There is a soul that yearns for eternal blessings.
All right.
There is a soul that yearns for perfection.
Okay.
And this perfection cannot be limited to material things.
That's
and
right.
Unless and until I develop my soul in the light of the teachings of the prophets, in the light of the divine teachings of monotheistic religions, I will not be able to satisfy myself.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Ahmad Danish, for a nice elaboration regarding this concept, why do we need religion and religious teachings in our modern time? It was very kind of you.
Thank you.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayni wa hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن